It's Amanda Miller Littlejohn here with the Package Your Genius podcast, where we're helping you build your brand, pursue your passions, and package your genius. So today I want to talk a little bit about talents and purpose. I have really been pondering this concept of what we do with our talents, how we use our time, and what we are using our talents in service for. And this kind of started to percolate in my mind after I was working with one of my clients who is just an absolutely brilliant scholar. I was just so inspired listening to kind of his story about the different things that he'd been working on in his career. And as we talked about the different decisions that he made to get to the point that he's in, I thought it was so interesting that, you know, this is a person who has his PhD, you know, very well educated, has done an amazing amount, has been tremendously productive in his career, but largely didn't seem to really be operating from a plan of personal purpose. A lot of decisions that he made were based upon, you know, what other people thought would be a good move for him, or, you know, other people seeing his talent and saying, hey, why don't you come work here? Or why don't you come, you know, help us out on this? Or we could really use you because obviously you're brilliant. And so I thought it was very interesting, you know, not that he's not successful or happy or fulfilled, and is kind of figuring that out now to some degree, but I just thought it was very interesting that even though you may have a lot of talents and a lot of skills and be in very much in demand by your industry, many people don't really have a clear idea of what they want to do with their talents. And so, you know, they take the path of least resistance and basically make themselves available for whatever comes their way. I hear a lot of people who also say, you know, when I ask them, well, what made you go work there? Or what made you, you know, focus on that particular industry or start offering your services to that specific group? And they'll say, oh, well, it just kind of fell into my lap. And so if you're like that, if things tend to fall into your lap, I just wanted to share a little bit of insight on why that can be dangerous for your brand and for your career, and how ultimately you really want to make sure that you have an idea of what you want to do with your gifts. Because at the end of the day, you know, when you're talented, when you have skills, when you work hard, when you're really good at what you do, you're never really going to suffer from a lack of opportunity. It's really hard to find good people who are consistent, who do what they say they will do, who work at a level of excellence, who are effective, who are, you know, strong writers, who are personable, who have a good attitude, and they have a good work product. So when you have all of that going for yourself, when you produce, you know, good product, when you do good work, as someone told me really early in my career, because I was like, oh my God, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to keep my job. And she was like, Amanda, you do good work. And I was like, oh, I do, don't I? And so when you do good work, you are always going to be getting, you know, referrals. People are going to send others your way. You're going to get thought of for new opportunities. And so the challenge then becomes not so much to increase your volume of opportunities, but to narrow your idea of what you want to do with your talents, right? Because you're in a position of power. When you're good at what you do, when you're consistent, and when you have a good reputation, you know, you kind of catapult it into that next level. Like if you think about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and there's the pyramid at the bottom. So at the very bottom is, you know, you're not really good at what you do. The next level is you're good at what you do, but no one knows about you. And then the third level up, you're good at what you do, people know about you. And so at this point, you can start to call the shots. So it's not a matter of, will I have employment? Will I have clients? Will I have opportunities? It really becomes a matter of, I know I'm going to have employment. I know I'm going to have opportunities. I know I'm going to have clients. What opportunities and clients and even, you know, roles do I want to spend my precious energy and talents on? So you have to create a vision for your gifts. And I think that that is something that, you know, I'm always advising other people to do. I'm always revising it for my own life, for my own talents and gifts. Figuring out, you know, what my priorities are and almost creating a matrix to evaluate when new opportunities come in. I do this a lot with speaking engagements. You know, I speak a lot around the country. And so at some point you have to start to evaluate new speaking opportunities. Does this make sense? Does this get me towards my goal? So for me, I start to think through, you know, when I'm invited to speak at a certain venue, you know, is this going to get me towards my goals? Is this going to introduce me to a new audience? Is this going to introduce me to an audience that would be the right fit for some of my upcoming programs, services, or even a book that I'm going to launch? You know, does this audience expose me to the demographic that I've really, really been trying to get a foothold in, or even a region of the country that I'm trying to create a new foothold in? And if it doesn't do any of those things, for me, it's just not, it's not a good use of my time. It doesn't make sense because at this point in my career, time is limited. And so you want to start to do that with your own gifts and in each of the things that come your way. Put those opportunities through a matrix so that you can figure out, okay, does this move me towards my goals? And does this fall into alignment with my purpose? I think that's the biggest piece. Because again, when you're talented and you do good work, you're always going to be roped into other people's projects and you're always going to be in line for new opportunities, which is a good thing. But you want to make sure that the time you spend, you know, and when you expend your talents and your gifts, that you're expending them towards the direction of your own purpose. Because at the end of the day, at the end of your career, when you look back on all of it, do you really want to wake up having done a ton of meaningful things that meant nothing to you? So it may have meant a lot to the people who you worked with, but did it mean anything to you? So think about that. Ponder on that. Let me know what you're thinking on that. And thanks again for listening. This is a new experience for me creating this podcast. So I'm excited to see what happens with it. I'm excited to cover some more topics and get to know you guys in a different way. Thanks again. This is Amanda Miller Littlejohn helping you build your brand, pursue your passions, and package your genius.